Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lametesim Abiz. We're holding on Lametesim and Aleph by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, HaLokelech Lulav Mechaveiro B'Shvius, a person who buys a Arbaminim from an Amaretz during a Shemitah year, so Naisin Loi Esrig B'Matana. He has to make sure that he gives you the Esrig as a gift. You don't pay for it. L'Vishayin Rashay L'Loi Kchoy B'Shvius. You're not allowed to give an Amaretz money for Perishvius. Says the Gemara, Loi Ratza Litein Loi B'Matana Mahu. What's the halacha if he doesn't want to give it to you as a matana? So what do you do? Rav Huna Mavliya Lei Demei Esrig B'Lulav. You incorporate the value of the esrog into the lulav. So let's say the lulav is $50, the esrog is $100, so you tell him you want to pay for the lulav $150, and that he should give you the esrog as a matana. And that would be fine. Says the Gemara of Aleisav Lebehedya, why can't you just pay him directly for the esrog? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Lefi She'ein Meisrin Demei Perei Shvias Lamaretz. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to pay for it. The question is, why not? So the Gemara is explaining, because you're not allowed to give Demei Perei Shvias to an Amaretz. She'ein Meisrin Demei Perei Shvias Lamaretz Yaisim Mizayin Shalish Sudais. You're not allowed to give him more than 3 Sudais worth of money for Paris to have Kedusha Shvias. Because the halacha is that the money that you give him, get Kedusha Shvias. And the halacha would then be that he's not allowed to use the money for business. We don't trust him with so much money that he won't use it for business. And therefore, you can't give him money more than 3 sudais worth of money. Ve'im masar, what's the halacha of a person forgot and he gave him money more than 3 sudais worth? So yaymar, so the buyer should say, Harimois halalu yu mechulalin al peiros sheyesh li b'seich beisi. That the money, the kedusha that's on that money that I gave him, it should be chal on the peiros that I have in my house. And then ubava eichla b'kedusha shvias. When he gets home, he eats those peiros that he has at home with kedusha shvias. Now, b'medvam amurim, when is it that you're allowed to pay him 3 sudas worth? That's like achmena mufkar. That's if you see that he was treating it like it's hefker, like he's supposed to. Shvias peiros are hefker. But if you see that he's protecting his payrois, so then afilu bechachatzi iser aser. So then you can't pay him at all, because then you see that his mamish not reliable. You see he's guarding his fruits, so then you can't even pay him 3 sudas worth. You can't pay him anything. Now, Masr Rav Sheshes had a kasha. Umina mufker gimel suda is vesulai. Is that really true that if it's hefker, so you're only allowed to pay him 3 sudas worth of money? We have a brisa which is mashma that you could buy as much fruit as you want, pay him as much money as you want. It says a pega va yarbuzin va shetim va chagogoyles va koisber shebaharim va karper shebenaharis, all these different types of products va gargir shalafar peturim and amaiser. All these things are very like cheap, very people don't tend to care about them very much, and they treat them like they're hefker. Being that they're treated like hefker, so they're pater from meiser, because hefker is pater min amaiser. Another nafkamina is that being that they're treated like hefker, the nikchin mikol adam b'shvias. You could buy them from anyone during a shmita year, even from an amaretz. Lefisha ain kiyaitze ben nishmar, because no one guards them, no one protects them, everyone treats them like it's hefker. Now it's mashma from the braiso that you could buy them from anyone, even an amaretz, and it's mashma as much as you want. It doesn't say any sort of limitation. So says the Gemara, who ma'isav lavu mefarik lo. Rav Sheshes asked the kasha, and he answered it that bichtei man shanu. Even though the brayse doesn't specify it, it means bichtei man. It means 3 sudais worth. V'chein amar rabbi b'amar chano, amar rabbi yechanan bichtei man shanu. It means 3 sudais worth. Now my mashma d'hai man lishna de mizaynehu. Who says that they're using this word man as if it means sudais worth? So what's the makar that the word man means like a suda? So says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Vayiman lahem hamelech, vayiman lahem hamelech." That the Nebuchadnezzar he gave Daniel food, and the lashon is vayiman. So you see, man is the lashon of giving a suda. Al kapanim, all of this was to explain the din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you have to get the esrog from the Amaretz as a matana. You can't pay for it, so we're explaining that you can't pay for it because you're not allowed to give him the mei perish shvias. Well, says the Gemara, Ihachi lulav nami. So why the lulav are you allowed to pay for? Just like you can't pay for the esrog, you shouldn't be allowed to pay for the lulav. So says the Gemara, no. Because lulav varshishis hanichnas ashviyasu. We're holding now in the 7th year of Sukkot. So Shemitah started 2 weeks ago, on Rosh Hashanah, 7th year Sukkot. So the lulav, it had all of its growth during the 6th year. It's a 6th year lulav that's just now in the 7th year. But really, it's a 6th year lulav. It does not have Kedusha Shvias, and therefore you're allowed to pay for it. Well, says the Gemara, Yachi, if so, so then Esrog Nami Bashishas and Nechnasas L'Shviyasi. The Esrog also, it grew completely during the sixth year. You picked it during the seventh year, maybe. But it had all of its growth during the sixth year. So that should also be considered that it does not have Kedusha Shviyas. So says the Gemara, no, because Esrog Basar L'Kita as Linan. The difference is that the Lulav, we go Basar when it grew. Basar Chanata, when it blossomed. However, Esrog, we go Basar L'Kita, we go Basar when you pick it. And therefore, in this seventh year Sukkot, the Esrog has Kedusha Shviyas, and the Lulav does not. Well, in fact, the Gemara, is that really true that an Esrog you go Basar L'Kita? V'habein Rabbi Gamliel, v'habein Rabbi Eliezer, le'inyan Shviyas, Esrog Basar Chanata is Linan. Everybody holds that when it comes to Shemitah, we go Basar Chanata by an Esrog. They argue about which one you go Basar for Meiser. Rabbi Gamliel holds you go Basar L'Kita, you go Basar Lakita, and Rabbi Eliezer holds you go Basar Chanata, but when it comes to Shviyas, everybody holds you go Basar Chanata. Now, like we learned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamliel said that Esrog Shava Le'ilan Begimel Drachim Uliyarek Bederach Echad. That an Esrog is like a tree, that you go Basar Chanata in three ways, and it's like a vegetable, that you go Basar Lakita in one way. Shava Le'ilan Begimel Drachim, it's like a tree, La'arla L'Rvayu L'Shviyas. With regards to these things, you go Basar Chanata. Uliyerek b'derech echad, and it's like a vegetable in one way. Shebeshas l'kitasa yisurai. For with meiser you go basar l'kita. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer esrog shavu le'ilan l'chol davar. That an esrog is completely like a tree. Even for meiser you go basar chanata. So there's a machlokes by meiser, but when it comes to shviyas, everybody holds you go basar chanata, not l'kita. So says the Gemara, who the Amar Kiai Tano. But still, our Mishnah could be going like the following Tano. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said over that Avtumus Hayed Misham Chamisha Zakenim. Avtumus was made in the name of five Zakenim. That Esrog Acher Lakita LaMeiser. That you go Baser Lakita when it comes to Meiser. However, Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Veusha VeAmru, and they said they took a vote and they said that Bein LaMeiser Bein LaShviyas. That both with regards to Meiser and Shviyas, we go Baser Lakita. So we found a Tano that says you go Baser Lakita by Shmita. Now, just Agav, the Gemara just explains that Shviyas Mandechar Shmei. Why did the Rabbi Seinu suddenly throw in the halachis of Shmita? Who is talking about Shmita? Avtumus was made Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, that Esrog you go Basar Lakita for Meiser. Why did Rabbi Seinu Shabu'usha throw in the halachis of Shmita? So says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechser Avachi Katani. This is really the way you're supposed to read the conversation. That he said over that Esrog Acher Lakita LaMeiser V'Acher Chanata LaShviyas. That he differentiated. The five Zakenim differentiated between Meiser and Shemitah. By Meiser, you go Basar L'Kita, and for Shemitah, you go Basar Chanata. And then on that, Rabbi Seinu, Nimna V'usha, V'amru Esrog Basar L'Kita, Bein L'Meiser, Bein L'Shviyas. That they said that no, both with regards to Meiser and with regards to Shemitah, we go Basar L'Kita. But the point is that we found a Tana that says in an Esrog, you go Basar L'Kita. And so that's what the Tana of our Mishnah held, that the Esrog, you go Basar L'Kita, the Lulav, you go Basar Chanata, but mainly the Lulav did not have Kedusha Shviyas, and the Esrog does have Kedusha Shviyas, so that's why you're not allowed to pay for the Esrog, and you are allowed to pay for the Lulav.